إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله تعالى ومن لقيه مسرا غير تائب من الذنوب التي استوجب بها العقوبة وأمره إلى الله إن شاء عذب وإن شاء غفر له وجيت أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى وبصيت الصلاة والسلام على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بالله سبحانه وتعالى in good our iman and grant every one of us al-istiqamah al-sabad and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah we continue the study from the book Usul al-Sunnah written by al-Imam Ahmad bin The Sheikh said, وَمَنْ لَقِيَهُ مُصَرًّا غَيْرَ تَعِيبٍ مِنَ الظُّنُوبِ الَّتِي قَدْ اسْتَوْجَبَ بِهَا الْعُقُوبَةُ فَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَ وَإِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُ The Sheikh said, Whoever among the Muslims لَقِيَهُ مُصِرًّا غَيْرَ تَعِيبٍ مِنَ الظُّنُوبِ that dies on a major sin. For instance, like drinking of alcohol. It is a major crime under the scope of Sharia. Having extramarital sexual intercourse. Zina is the major sin in Islam. Abusing or being unkind to one's parents is the major sin in Islam. Taking somebody's possession without the owner's consent is the major sin in Islam. Taking the life of another person, of a person, without any just reason, is a major sin in Islam. So, in Islam, as we say, there are major sins. The major sins are those things that you have that commit any one of them, they prescribe punishment for him, either in this world or in the year of them. Like theft, like stealing. Stealing has the capital punishment that whoever commits it will be given to. So, the Sheikh says, وَمَنْ لَقِيَهُ مُصِرًّا وَهَذَا دَدَائِ مُصِرًّا غَيْرَ تَعِيبٍ He dies on any one of these major sins without seeking Allah's forgiveness, Allah's repentance before he dies. He dies without any repentance on the major sin that he or she commits. التي قد توجب فيها العقوبة. The sin, the major sin that the person dies upon, attracts punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the person does not seek Allah's repentance. فأمره إلى الله. His affair is left for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide. إن شاء عذبه. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to punish him, he will punish him on the day of judgment. That he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to make him feel the punishment of the sin, the major sin that he or she commits before he dies. In Sharia, brother, if he wishes, in the punishment, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes him, it punishes him unjustly, because it is what he does that he receives. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes him without any justification. So if Allah wills, he may punish him, وَإِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, he may decide to forgive him. So it's a fear is under the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Shaykh is saying here is to establish the foundation of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at. Usul Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at. The Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at, the conscious Muslims, the Muslims, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who emulate them in knowledge and practice, they believe that whoever that dies among the Muslims, be it a man or a woman, that dies and he dies on the sin, on the major sin, major crime, as one of those that we gave the examples, like theft, like armed robbery, even the banditry. And the person seeks Allah's repentance before he dies. The person seeks Allah's repentance. He has Allah, go there, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful to forgive such a person of any crime, whatsoever any crime that the person dies upon. Even if the person dies on the greatest crime, the worst sin, that is associating a partner in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he dies on shirk. He dies on disbelief. He dies. Or before he dies, he committed the shirk. He committed the kufr. But before he dies, he seeks Allah's repentance. O Allah, forgive me. Allahumma salli wa rahmi. So whoever that dies on any type of crime, but he seeks Allah's repentance before he dies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely forgive him. Yes, he surely forgive him. This is the first scenario. That is why, as Muslims, we customate seeking Allah's repentance of any form of a crime or sin that we committed. We don't procrastinate. We don't fall into what you call at-tasrif. I will seek Allah's forgiveness. I will repent until one is catches up or is caught up with death. So whoever that commits a crime, regardless of the crime, whether the punishable ones or non-punishable crime, but the person seeks Allah's forgiveness before he dies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Yes. That's the essence of those verses in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to seek his forgiveness, to look for his repentance of any sin or any crime that he might have committed. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا O you servants of Allah, O you Muslims, seek Allah for repentance, all of you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ You shall be successful. Allah will give you success. He will accept your repentance and make you successful one. So this is the first scenario. The second scenario is someone that dies on a sin, and the person does not seek Allah's repentance on such a sin before he dies. That means he dies while still perpetrating such a crime. For instance, we hear of the death of a Muslim, and such Muslim is known as a drunkard, or such Muslim is known as someone that collects or gives riba, or such Muslim is known as someone that commits zina. So he's known with that. And he never seeks Allah's repentance before he dies. He dies without seeking Allah's forgiveness. Then, what will be the state of the person on the day of judgment? Yes, in Islam, such a person is known to be al-musirr. Al-musirr. Musirr is someone that is not ready to take Allah's repentance for a sin that he has committed. Rather, he still persists. He persists in committing such a crime. Yes, there are many people like that. They know that it is wrong, it is a sin, it is a crime. But for them to seek Allah's repentance, they are not ready. So whoever that persists in committing a crime that is punishable in the sight of Allah, like theft, that is stealing, like murder, taking someone's life without any legal justification, like taking of riba or giving of riba, like zulm or injustice, and so on and so forth. So such a person, and he died without seeking Allah's repentance of that. What should be the belief of you as a Muslim on the person? So the path of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims the divine knowledge that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also taught us, is that we must not say a person has become a kafir for committing or for dying on the major sin. We must not see him as such. Rather, we believe that the person will be under the Mashiach of Allah. The person will be under the Mashiach of Allah. We see him as someone that dies as a Muslim. He dies in Islam. Someone that kills himself. Someone that commits suicide. Yes, it's a Muslim. Someone that is known with any major crime. Any major sin. It's a Muslim. So we relate with him as we relate with other dead Muslims. So by that, and we don't see that since he dies as a Muslim, so that means such a sin is no more on him. Don't say that. because it does not seek Allah's repentance from that. So we don't clear him of such a sin. What will now be our belief? Our stand on him will be Mashiyatullah. He is under the Mashiyah of Allah. Meaning, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to punish him for such a sin that he committed without seeking Allah's repentance before he died, Allah has the power to do that. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to forgive him, even though he does not seek Allah's repentance before he dies, Allah is more powerful than that. So he or she is under the Mashiach of Allah. This is the position of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the position of the Muslims in general, except those who are not treading the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we have some people like that, like the case of Khawarij. To the Khawarij, that particular group, they believe that no, Allah will put him into hellfire. Allah must punish him. We're forgetting the verse that says, "Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi." Allah will not forgive someone that died on disbelief, that died on shirk. وَيَكْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. But whatever sin that such a person commits aside disbelief, aside kufru or shirk, وَيَكْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. If Allah wills, he may forgive. If Allah wills, he may punish. So the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they have a reference, not only reference, many references in the Quran to establish that concept that if a Muslim dies on a major sin without seeking Allah's repentance, such a Muslim will be under the will of Allah. If Allah wills, Allah may punish him for that sin that he has committed. And if Allah wills, Allah may forgive him. Yes. Insha'Allah, Azzada, wa insha'Allah, Azzafat Allah. From this Allah we say, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish, Allah does not punish without justice. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes through justice. If you commit a sin, Allah will punish you. But if you don't commit a sin, Allah will not punish you. That's justice. It is what you do that you are rewarded with. It is what you plan that you reap. So if someone commits a sin, a major sin, a sin that is punishing, then such a person should be expecting the advanced punishment of that. So if Allah punishes such a person, it is through the lens of his word, justice. It is justice. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish someone for committing a sin, that is what? That is fadlu. It is fadlu of Allah. It is the favoritism of Allah. Allah favors him. And the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands on all creatures. Is to say that everything that we commit, it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes every one of us upon. No one will still remain on the surface of the earth. As a human being, we are born to commit sin. We are born to make errors. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَاءَ وَخَرُّ الْخَطَيِّنَ تَوَّابُونَ. Yes. So, as a Muslim that dies on a punishable offense, on a punishable crime or sin, but he does not seek repentance of Allah before he dies, then, إِنْشَاءَ عَذَّبَ وَإِنْشَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُ. If Allah wills, Allah may forgive him. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala in Madhul Pachawa, he listed, even in this book, Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyya, he mentioned some of the some things that can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive a dead Muslim who died a saint, a sinful Muslim. One of them is janazah, iqamat salat al-janazah. Why do we observe salat al-janazah on the Muslim? On a dead Muslim, why? To seek Allah's repentance on him. And that is why we don't do that, except to whom? To the Muslims alone. Regardless of the sin that the person committed before he died. So far, he does not commit shirk or kufr, because whoever that dies on believing in Allah, or whoever that dies in believing in many gods, or rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or any one of those things that can make someone to become a kafir, whoever that dies on that, he is not a Muslim. As such a person, we never seek Allah for repentance. We never seek Allah for forgiveness or Allah's blessing. But whoever that dies on La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And Muhammad is Allah's messenger. Such a person, when he dies, it is the duty of the Muslim community to organize Salatul Janazah. That's one of the prayer rites upon him. So the essence of Salatul Janazah, the funeral prayer, is to ask Allah to forgive him. In fact, the essence of the fourth, or the third and the fourth takbir, is to make what? To make dua, to make I request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me the eternal bliss. Allahumma fi lahu wa alhamdu. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy upon him. Then, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah accepts our prayer, he will be forgiving of that sin that he died upon. Upon that he does not seek Allah's repentance before he dies. That is one. Then two, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make such a person to take the punishment of the sin that he committed before he leaves the world. Yes, someone that is not on with that commit a major sin, but he does not seek Allah's repentance. Allah can inflict him with sickness. Allah can inflict him with any hardship. Yes, Allah can inflict a very strong malady upon him, the sadness upon him, that he will not be able to overcome it till he dies. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no any pain or any affliction upon a Muslim, except it will be kafara, expiation for him. It will be what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free him of his punishment. And that is one of the reasons when we visit a sick Muslim, what we do, we pray for him. Labasa tahur, inshaAllah. We make that raja, that hope, and we hope that this is meant that you are passing through, we ask Allah to use it as well, as cleaner for you, cleanser for you, to cleanse you of your sins. La basa tahur, inshaAllah. So, that is one. Then another one is that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may use some of those prayers that he has been asking Allah to accept to him. He thought Allah does not accept his prayers, not knowing that all his prayers are accepted. But some of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps some of them for him to benefit him on the day of judgment. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say there's no any Muslim that asks Allah something, Allah will grant him his request. He can give you exact thing that the person is asking for. He can give him something that is better. That is number two. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use that prayer to protect him against evil that he or she is not aware of, to protect him against any future evil. Then the final one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep it for him. He will now reward him for that on the day of judgment. You can see. Then another thing that can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive such a person is what? Is shafa'ah. Shafa'ah. That is intercession. On the day of judgment, some people will be given the opportunity to beg Allah on behalf of some Muslim sinners. Yes, Allah will grant them that benefit. And they will move forward to ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive this person. Oh Allah, pardon him. Oh Allah, grant him the access into Al-Jannah. And Allah will do that. So, these are some of those opportunities that make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive a Muslim that dies on the sin without seeking Allah's repentance. Aside this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use his own authority to forgive him. That is someone that dies on Tawheed. And this is one of the benefits of dying on La ilaha illallah. A benefit. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man laqiya Allah la yushrik bihi shay'an dakhala al-jannah. Whoever that meets Allah on the day of judgment without, he does not die on shirk, he does not die on polytheism, he does not die on disbelief, therefore al-jannah, such a person will enter al-jannah. وَمَا لَقِيَهُ يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ النَّارِ. But whoever that meets Allah in the state of disbelief, he does not believe in one God, he does not believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not believe in the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not even believe that there is a creator to the universe. There are many people like that. The atheists, the agnostics, the atheists believe there is no God. There is no God. Everything we see in this world is natural. Nature controls everything. That is the belief, the theory of the atheists. Why the agnostics? The agnostic believes that no, they can't see whether there's God or there's no God. You can see them. You can see how full they are. See their foolishness. The agnostic believes that I can't say there's God. I can't establish that there's God. And I can't say there's no God. That is agnostic. While the atheists believe there's no God. No God at all. Why the polytheists believe in many gods. They believe there's God, and that God is not one. We have dualists. They believe in two gods. We have pluralists. They believe in many gods. SubhanAllah. So whoever that dies on any one of these beliefs, such a person, will never see the forgiveness of God. Such a person, if he dies, straightforward into hellfire. Why? Because he does not die on the oneness of God. And that's one of the benefits of dying on La ilaha illallah. So, man laqiyahu yushriku bihi shay'an, whoever that dies, believing in many gods. Believing in many gods. Dakhala an-nar, will enter hellfire. Yes, regardless of his righteousness, regardless of his goodness, regardless of his good services, he has fit people before he dies. He gives them money. He does it, he does that. But he does not believe in in the oneness of God. He does not believe in the monotheism. Monotheism. One God to worship. One God to control affairs. One God with sovereignty. He does not believe in that. Then his life is just a waste. It's a waste. So that is why you don't believe that God is 2, is 3, is 4, is 5. If at all you want to believe in only one God, who has no son, who has no daughter, who has no children, who has no parents. Only him is only him, and that God is one. You cannot divide it. You cannot multiply it. You cannot subtract it. He's only one. That is monotheism. Yes. Believing in Trinity is a sign of rejection of monotheism. There's no Trinity. It's one. It's one. In its power, in its action, in its name, in its attributes, in its life, it's one. In his judgment, is not. So that is the foundation of Islam. That is what Islam has established. That is what all the prophets and the messengers of Allah brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a message, divine message. La ilaha illallah. All of them, this is what they established. None of the prophets or the messengers of Allah, al-anbiya al-rasul, that ever established two gods, ilahan, or aliha, or many gods. Tasmiya, plurality, tasliyya, trinity, ta'adjudiyya, plurality, none of the messengers of Allah has ever campaigned for that. Because it's against the revelation given to them. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to every one of them is La ilaha illallah. There's no one worthy of worship except Allah, only one God. So this is what we have in all the books of Allah. So whoever that dies on La ilaha illallah, yes, he used to drink alcohol before he died, and he does not seek repentance. He used to still commit major sins. Yes, he dies as a Muslim. He's still a Muslim. He will not be, his own judgment will be under the Mashiach of Allah. Mashiach means, if Allah wills, Allah can punish him for that, for those things he committed without seeking Allah's repentance. And if Allah wills, Allah may overlook that for him. It will say, if Allah punishes, Allah punishes with justice. Allah punishes with justice. What you don't commit, the oppression you don't fall into, the injustice that you don't commit, Allah will never punish you for that. Yes. In Uzziba, Fabi Adil, it is true justice. It is whatever you commit that you will see. When you only, when you know Iman, and if Allah should favor you, then Fabi Adil, it is by what? By his favoritism. This is the foundation. Among the foundations of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah does not believe that a Muslim that commits a sin, he dies while drinking alcohol, he dies while committing zina, he dies while trying to kill the other person unjustly, that person has become a non-Muslim, has become a kafir, then he's rotting in hellfire. No, that is not our belief. Because that belief contradicts the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Allah will not forgive whoever that commits shirk or kufr, disbelief or polytheism, whoever does not believe in the existence of God, in the oneness of God, or whoever that believes in the existence of many gods. Whoever that believes in that, and he dies on this belief, nothing for him. He will be punished. Yes, he will be punished. No repentance, no forgiveness on someone that dies on shirk or that dies on kufr. For someone that dies on la ilaha illallah, there is room for his forgiveness, there is room for his repentance. This is our belief as Muslims. This is our belief at Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Unlike the extremists, like the Khawarij, that they believe that no, such a person has come in castle. That is the reason why the Khawarij will label, they will judge any Muslim that commits a sin, a major sin as well, as a castle. So, the position of the Khawarij is not the position of Islam. Likewise, the position of the Murji'i. The Murji'i believe that no matter anything you commit, it does not affect your iman. That's the position of the Murji'i. That statement in the Murji'i believe that anything a person, a Muslim commits, it does not affect him. It does not affect his iman. This is also a wrong belief. I will say that if a Muslim commits anything, that thing does not have any effect on him. It really has. It reduces iman, belief. Yes. And if Allah will, it can be a means of punishment for him and the day of judgment. You can see. So we should be able to differentiate between what Islam has brought in its originality. That is the way of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And what the heretics, the Mubtadi'ah, embedded in Islam, claiming that it's part of Islam, not knowing that it's not part of Islam. Like the belief of the Khawarij, that the way the Khawarij relates with the sinful Muslim, or the Muslim, or any Muslim that dies in a major sin, to them, it's a castle. Which is wrong. It's not a castle to a Muslim. The Muslim, now kufr iman, he died of Islam, and his iman is defective. Not that his iman is terminated, no. Why is Murji'a? To them, they will say, no, nothing affects his iman. Yes, if he commits anything, nothing affects his iman. This is also a wrong assertion. It's a wrong belief. It affects his iman. Goodness increases iman. And the wrongness affects the evil, reduces iman. So why do you say that someone that commits a sin does not affect the sin? Someone beats his parents, someone takes the life of innocent person, and you are saying they have the same iman with someone who does not beat his parents, someone who does not take the life of innocent person. Yeah, iman is on the same level. No, they are not on the same level. So, committing a sin decreases iman. Yes. Committing a sin decreases iman. And bringing up a righteousness increases iman. That is the one of the foundations of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So, inshallah, we continue next week to give us the fourth category of the state of death of a person. It's given us two. Yes, we've given us three. Number one, وَمَا لَكْيَ اللَّهَ وَمَا لَكْيَ اللَّهَ تُذَبْتِ يَجْبُ لَهُ بِالنَّارِ whoever that meets Allah that dies, but he does not seek repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is not persistent in that. He is not persistent in that thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him if he seeks repentance. That is the case of almost every human being. Today you commit a sin. You ask Allah to forgive you. Tomorrow you commit another form of sin. You ask Allah to forgive you. Allah will surely forgive you. He will accept your repentance. Number two. وَمَنْ لَكِيَ هُوَ فَلْيُقِيمَ عَلَيْهِ حَتِّ ذَلِكَ الذَّنْبِ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَوَ كَفَّارَتُهُ. Whoever that commits a major sin, like zina, or like theft, sarqa, but the government has punished him, has given him the exact punishment he deserves. Yes, like amputating the hand of a thief, or stoning to death of a doctor. So if government has asserted on him the punishment that he deserves, then that will be a kafara for him. Kafara means that punishment will be a cleanser for him of the sin he committed, which he has been punished for that. Except if he takes belief in his heart that yes, that sin is not a sin to me, I will continue doing it. You like punishment, aha. So it's not the most difficult. For believing that in his heart, he has legalized what? He has legalized such a sin. That's what we call as istihlal. Istihlal is dhanbun, making a sin to be a righteousness. It's a sign of disbelief. Yes, saying that no, you continue killing people. What killing to you is righteousness. No, that will become a legislator. It becomes a shari'u, someone that has the authority to legislate, to make laws. No one has that authority except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, وَمَا لَتِيَهُ نُسَرَّ خَيْرَ شَهِدٍ. That is the one we discussed today. Whoever that dies on sin, but he persists in committing such a sin without taking repentance until death catches him off, then if he's a Muslim, he will be under the Mashiach of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَ وَإِنْ شَاءَ رَحِمَّهُ غَفَرَ لَهُ. If Allah wills, Allah can punish him for that. And if Allah wills, Allah can forgive him for that as well. Because it died from La ilaha illallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant everyone of us our inner desires and make us steadfast on the path of the Sunnah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.